Final score in Game 2 of today's doubleheader in Philadelphia. The Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. Padres and Phillies split this twin billing to wrap up this three-game series. The Phillies do win the rubber game of this series in the nightcap of this doubleheader as the Padres ultimately drop 2 out of 3. And they end up going 2-4 on this six-game road trip to Cincinnati and Philadelphia. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Welcome into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres post-game show. Hey player, the Jamul Casino Resort is your place with a luxe hotel tower opening soon, new dining, and a long list of amazing amenities. You'll have more ways to play and enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Final totals in Game 2. For the Phillies, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. For the Padres, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Padres will end the day 46-40 on the year. Phillies are 51-36 with the win. Lot to do on our post-game coverage. We'll have a full game recap coming your way. We'll also go back to Philadelphia, hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, and much, much more. Let's sort of recap the day before we get into the particulars of the second game of this doubleheader, because we'll get into what Dylan Cease did here in Game 2. We'll get into what Christopher Sanchez did in Game 2 of this doubleheader. But I think there are a couple of ways you can look at today's two games. On one hand, the Phillies are a really good team. They're a first-place team in the National League East. They're 51 wins now on the season after splitting the doubleheader today. And it's going to be tough for me to really get on the Padres for splitting a doubleheader against the team, especially the quality of the Phillies. I mean, let's be honest, it's always hard to win both ends of a doubleheader, and especially when you're facing that good of a team on the road. Look, I think all in all, when you zoom out on it, it's going to be tough to get on the Padres today for splitting a doubleheader against the Phillies, but they do lose 2 out of 3. They do lose both series of this road trip. They only go 2-4 on the trip. But I think the thing that continues to be concerning, despite the Padres winning the opening game today, is that you actually look at the way it went today. The Padres were out hit today, ultimately 22-11, despite winning one of the games, because in Game 1, they were actually out hit 12-5. The Padres only had one extra base hit all day. That was the bases clearing double for Manny in the second inning. And really, if you want to just be honest about it, they faced a guy in the first game of the doubleheader in Mick Abel who could not find the plate, walked 5. He walked in 2 runs in the second. That set up Manny hitting a bases-clearing double against him in a spot where he couldn't find the strike zone. So Manny is sitting there in a prime position with the bases loaded. And to Manny's credit, we'll talk more about Manny and give him his flowers and his congratulations a little bit later for being named the All-Star starting third baseman in the National League. That was great, great news. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Manny, in a spot where Manny should be able to do damage, hits a bases clearing double. Boom, Padres up 5-0. Another bases loaded walk later in the game made it 6-0. And then things got really tight towards the end. The Padres win it 6-4. The point is, really, aside from that second inning where they took advantage of a rookie right-hander that couldn't find the plate, the Padres did not do a whole lot offensively today. Again, 3 runs walked in. They had the bases clearing double by Manny, and aside from that, they had an infield single, a stolen base, Tatis goes to third on a throwing error, and an RBI single for Jackson Merrill, and that was all the offense today. And again, they got out hit today 22-11. So to me, there are two ways of thinking about this doubleheader. On one hand, they split it, which is fine, okay? I'm not going to get on them for splitting a doubleheader, especially against the Phillies. On the other hand, I do think the other way to think about it today, after we've talked about the Padres all day, is I don't feel like you saw a ton offensively, right? We talked about it Monday night. They got shut down by Zach Wheeler, shut out by Zach Wheeler. 8 scoreless innings, only 2 runs scored on Sunday. We've talked at length about their issues offensively and with runners in scoring position. And even though they won the first game today, doesn't feel like they did a ton offensively. And look, Christopher Sanchez, very good in the nightcap today. But I don't feel like you came away from today less concerned about the offensive issues, which I guess is my point. And you look at the second game of this doubleheader. You know, Dylan Cease wasn't perfect. Four runs given up in six innings, gave up a couple of home runs. But had Cease given up, and I've used this way of thinking before, not that it's a perfect logic, but I just think it illustrates the point. Had Dylan Cease only given up the two-run home run to Max Kepler in this game in the fourth inning, and the Padres have the exact same offensive day, they still would have lost the second game today. It would have been 2-1 instead of 5-1. So, look, it is really, really tough when you're not scoring a lot of runs and you're not cashing in when you have opportunities. It is really tough. We've talked about it at length, the very small margin for error it creates. And I guess my overall takeaway from today's doubleheader is this. It's good they split the doubleheader. You'll take it against a team like the Phillies. Now you come home, 10-game homestand. Hopefully you can get it rolling on Friday, 10-game homestand leading into the All-Star break. But you zoom out a little bit. A 2-4 road trip, two series losses, and I don't feel like you saw a ton offensively today, even though, and I feel a little weird saying this, even though they had a 5-run second, because look, that 5-run second, and say you score runs and you can't control what the other pitcher does and who you face. But that 5-run second, it was against the guy in Mick Abel, a rookie right-hander that was walking the world. And then finally, they got a big hit for Manny. Half the runs the Padres scored in game one were via bases loaded walks. And again, I'm not trying to take that away from them. You know, if you listen to me, I'll give them their due. Okay. And I'll give them their due for winning a game. Wins are wins. We don't complain about wins. However, you don't feel like they did a ton offensively today. And again, kind of a weird day where they were out hit by a grand total of 22-11. So just an interesting doubleheader, I would say. Good the Padres split it. But if I'm looking at the things that still are on the list of priorities heading back home and into the off day tomorrow, I got to put the offense starting to get it rolling still at the very top of that list, because you look at it, Fernando had a couple of singles today, had three singles today. You know, Merrill has a couple of singles. Those are good signs. Bottom of the lineup didn't do a whole lot today. You know, there were a lot of walks in game one, but it's not like it was an explosive day offensively for the Padres, despite winning game one, which they deserve all the credit for. But I would still put the offense getting it going here as the top of the priority list. But again, Padres win game one. They lose game two. I think considering the situation, opponent, you take it and hopefully enjoy the off day tomorrow and come back home to start a 10-game homestand. When we come back, we'll have a full game recap for you, all the radio highlights. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Again, the final score in game two of this doubleheader, Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. Our postgame coverage continues after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score in game two of today's doubleheader, the Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. Padres did win game one of today's action 6-4, so they split the doubleheader. They do lose 2 out of 3 against the Phillies. They lose 2 out of 3 against the Reds to begin the trip. So overall, a 2-4 road trip for the Padres. Now they'll enjoy an off day tomorrow and then begin a 10-game homestand against the Texas Rangers on Friday. 3 against the Rangers, 4 against the Arizona Diamondbacks, 3 more against the Phillies to wrap up the pre-All-Star break portion of the schedule. And we'll talk more about that series opener against Texas on July 4th at Petco Park in just a little bit. We'll also go back to Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, hear from Mike Schilt for the second time today in just a little bit as well. Let's recap how this one went down in game two of today's Twin Billing.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup for the second game of today's doubleheader, Christopher Sanchez on the mound for the Phillies, Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres. Both guys were good early on, 3 scoreless innings for each. In the top of the fourth, Fernando Tatis Jr. reached on an infield single. He stole second and went to third base on a throwing error. It was Jackson Merrill at the plate.
Tatis at third, nobody out. Here's the 2-0, and Merrill hits a ground ball right side beyond the dive of Stott into right field and a base hit. Tatis trots home, and Jackson Merrill, an RBI single, to give the Padres an early 1-0 lead.
That's all the Padres scored in the inning. Cease would take the mound in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Padres still leading 1-0. Alec Boehm hit a leadoff single. Later in the frame, it was Max Kepler.
With him, all that.
Yeah.
High fly ball to deep right field. Max Kepler got all of that one and gone, a two-run homer. With one swing of the bat, the Phillies have gone ahead of Dylan Cease and the Padres. It is now 2-1.
Fast forward to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Padres still trailing 2-1. Cease still on the mound. Brandon Marsh led off the fifth.
Nothing in one on Marsh with Turner and Schwarber waiting to follow. And a ball hit in the air to center field straight away and deep. Merrill's going back. He is at the wall looking up. It's going to go into the trees for Brandon Marsh. Just his third home run of the season, but the second of the night for the Phillies. And they lead now 3-1.
Trey Turner then reached on an infield single with two outs. Turner was in scoring position for Nick Castellanos.
2-2. Castellanos reaches for it, serves it out into right field. That's down to the base hit. Turner will come to score. Nice little piece of hitting by Nick Castellanos. An RBI single and a 4-1 Philly lead.
A 4-1 Phillies lead. Cease would get through six innings and allow four runs on eight hits. Christopher Sanchez was great. He has been really good this year. Gave up just the one early run in seven strong innings. Yuki Matsui replaced Cease in the bottom of the seventh inning. He got the first two outs, but then issued a two-out walk. Eduardo Nunez came in for his major league debut. After that, he gave up an RBI triple to Alec Boehm. That made it a 5-1 Phillies lead. Padres didn't score against Orion Kerkering in the eighth inning. They did not score against former Padre Matt Strom in the ninth inning. And that was that here today. Final score, the Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. Cease giving up the four runs. He took the loss, drops to 3-8 on the year. And the Padres only getting one run on six hits. Christopher Sanchez, seven innings, one run allowed on five hits as the Phillies improved to 51-36. Padres dropped to 46-40 on the season. And the Padres and Phillies split this doubleheader. Phillies win 2 out of 3 in this three-game set. When we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Plus, we'll also talk more about Manny Machado being named to the National League All-Star team as the All-Star starting third baseman. A big congrats to Manny. Very, very well deserved for him. And we'll continue to break this one down. If you want to get a phone call in later, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. The phone number to call if you want to get involved as we continue our post-game coverage. Final score, Phillies 5 and the Padres 1 on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue to wrap up this 5-1 loss for the Padres against the Phillies. In the second game of today's doubleheader, we'll go back to Citizens Bank Park in Philly, hear from Mike Schilt in just a moment. So stay tuned for that. Padres do split this doubleheader. They win game 1, 6-4. They lose game 2, 5-1. Before we hear from Mike Schilt, let's just take a moment to focus on Dylan Cease, his outing today. You know, you look at the final line, six innings, four runs given up. I mean, you know, Dylan's had more troublesome outings in the past month or so than this one. I think the issues here today, he had three good innings to begin the day, then gives up a home run, a long at bat against Max Kepler. Kepler takes him deep to make it a 2-1 game. The home run for Marsh to lead off the fifth inning makes it 3-1. Then infield single, eventually RBI single for Nick Castellanos makes it a 4-1 game at the time. And again, the final line for C, six innings, four runs, eight hits. He walked 403 pitches. The four walks, obviously, he struck out for, didn't walk anybody. Look, it was an okay outing for Dylan Cease. It wasn't stellar. It also wasn't as troublesome as I think some of the others have been for Dylan earlier this month. It's been an up and down, last month in June. It was an up and down June for Dylan. It's been an up and down season for Dylan Cease. And while he wasn't excellent today, I'll make the point I made in the opening segment, which is I don't know how much I can put this loss on Dylan Cease. He takes some of the blame, right? Gives up the two home runs, four runs. Okay. But again, the Padres scored one run in game two of this doubleheader and had Dylan Cease given up just the two-run home run in the fourth inning to Kepler, and the Padres had the same exact offensive day against Christopher Sanchez and the Phillies bullpen, I mean, the Padres still lose this game because they only scored one run. They would have lost it 2-1. And the reality is, when you're not scoring very much, and we've talked about this at length throughout the last few weeks, and on this road trip alone, when you're not scoring very many runs, it just means your pitching staff does not have much room for error. And the bottom line is Padres only scored one run in game two of this doubleheader. It was not like it was a blowout today. I mean, the Padres at most in this game trailed by four. They trailed by three for a lot of the game, or less. So, or it was tied. They had a 1-0 lead at one point. The point is, this was not some sort of insurmountable deficit for the Padres today, and it also wasn't the kind of start for Dylan Cease that you couldn't get over, right? Six innings, four runs. Not excellent, but also not terrible. Really isn't. He gave up a couple of home runs, and look, that's going to happen. I think we understand with Dylan, it's been an up-and-down season. He has not found the consistent dominance that we saw at times last year. Last year at times for Dylan, it was also up and down, but he certainly put together stretches where you saw consistent dominance, absolute consistent dominance. He's shown flashes of that so far this season, but we have not seen him put it together for a consistent stretch, for a stretch of three, four, five, six starts to do it for a month, month and a half. And I guess my point is, had Dylan gone 7-8 innings today, and given up just the two-run home run to Kepler, Padres still lose this game if they have the same offensive day. And I said it a little bit earlier. I'll say it again. And again, it's kind of tough to put it against splitting a doubleheader against the Phillies, because I can't criticize the Padres really for splitting a doubleheader against the Phillies. That's a great team. It's a doubleheader. These are hard to sweep. They always are, and especially when you're playing a good team and you're on the road. However, you really look at what happened today. You know, the Padres were the beneficiary of a rookie right-hander and Mick Abel in the second inning, you know, not being able to throw a strike. Half the runs they got in game one were via bases loaded walks. They walked nine times. It was a pitching staff wide issue for the Phillies in game one. They got one extra base hit today. That was Manny Machado's double, the 3-run double in the second. They didn't have another extra base hit throughout the rest of this doubleheader. So the point is, you'll take the split, absolutely. Take the day off tomorrow, head back home for a 10-game homestand. But I don't think you saw the Padres offense get it going in this doubleheader the way you really would have liked to, even though they had a 5-run inning. But that 5-run inning was kind of weird in the way it transpired with all the walks. And essentially, they had one big hit today. And aside from that, didn't have a whole lot of offense. Again, you'll take the split. But my point is, I keep looking at the offense and saying and thinking, man, if the Padres, you know, want to go where we think they can go, they got to get this offense going really from top to bottom, right? And but, you know, a so-so outing from Dylan Cease, I guess, you know, didn't help the cause either today as the Padres lose game two of this doubleheader 5-1. With all that in mind, let's go back to Philly and hear from the Padres skipper.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
Mike, what do you think of Dylan today?
I thought Dylan was crisp. I thought his stuff was good. You know, outside of swing by Kepler and Marsh, pretty much the difference, but he scratched another one on him too. But I thought his stuff was really crisp. It was one of those games where, like, early on, because their guy was good too, Sanchez, and we got that run, scratched it out, and I was like, all right, you know, here we go. This could be like a 1-0, 2-1 kind of our favorite ball game. But he put a couple swings on, we got his six innings, but I thought overall his stuff was crisp around the plate where he wanted it to go.
For Dylan to have been crisp and the results kind of haven't been there for him, like, what's it going to take for him to kind of make that translate?
If he throws like he does tonight, it's gonna translate. I mean, you know, a couple pitches they didn't miss, but he was good tonight. He had Dylan Cease kind of stuff tonight.
Sanchez was, I mean, he's obviously a ground ball guy you on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that's you know, watching it from the angle that I get the privilege to watch it from, that was pretty good stuff. You know, late, you know, a heavy later sink, 96. I thought our bats were tough. We played our tails off tonight, man. Guys played their tails off. Gosh, Toddy playing defense, you know, Glacius up played on the line. Louis made two plays, you know, bogey in the eighth to keep it right there. Heads up play by Glacius to get back in the bag. Guys competed their tails off with them. They, you know, I threw the ball well, man. Our guys, they bowed their butts off tonight. A lot of great defense.
Well, that kiss by Glacius.
Yeah,
did you get a good?
I didn't get a look at it at all. I saw it on the you know, Jumbotron and went, first of all, I was like, when it was hit, okay, you know, I saw him running after it. I saw him get a good jump. And I'm like, he's on it, but I don't know if he's got any room to catch it. And then I saw the play and I went, whoa.
Is today like an example? Obviously, you had that first game, right, where you were able to make them or try to make them come in, and then you face a guy like who's not going to even give you that opportunity, but in Sanchez. To be selective.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's in the zone with late life. I mean, you know, that's – but to allude to the back quality. Back quality was good. You know, if we're going to stay in the zone and we're not going to chase guys around, yeah, when guys throw a 96 with heavy sink, that's going to be a tougher battle. And guys did. They bowed their tails off. But that's the recipe to, you know, get as many good pitches as we can get in the zone and take good swings at it. We do that, you know, we're going to be in really, really, really good shape.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilts earlier in the clubhouse inside Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Final score in game two of this doubleheader, Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. You heard Mike Schilts talk about a great catch by Jose Iglesias in this game. We'll hear that call coming up in just a little bit. We'll also talk about what the bullpen did here in game two, including the major league debut of Edwardniel Nunez, who was putting up great numbers at AAA El Paso. Really good stuff. Had a so-so debut today, but you would imagine the blood was pumping, nerves were on high alert in his major league debut. But good to see Edwardniel out there today, get his feet wet in the major leagues. Hopefully the best for him moving forward. And we'll talk more about the bullpen, we'll talk more about this game and this doubleheader general today, as the Padres fall 5-1 in game two. They do win game one of the Twin Billings 6-4. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll talk more about this one. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. The phone number to call if you want to get involved. Final score in the nightcap in Philadelphia, Phillies 5, Padres 1 on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score in game two of this doubleheader, Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call again, 833-288-0973. The number to dial if you want to chime in, talk about today's doubleheader. Padres split the Twin Billing with the Philadelphia Phillies. They now will enjoy an off day tomorrow back here in San Diego after a lengthy flight this evening back to the West Coast, and then a 10-game homestand beginning on Friday against the Texas Rangers. We'll preview that homestand a little bit more in our next segment. First, let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Our relief pitcher of the game will go with one of the positives out of the Padres bullpen today. Let's give it to Wandy Peralta. Scoreless inning in the eighth in what was, at that point, a four-run game. So Wandy just trying to keep the Padres within striking distance. He did that. So we'll keep it on the positive side of things with Wandy. Scoreless inning in the eighth inning. He is our relief pitcher of the game. Bullpen in the opening game of this doubleheader also had some big-time performances, including Adrian Morejon going an inning and a third scoreless. Robert Suarez, that wasn't easy in the ninth inning for Robert. Had to deal with the tying runs in scoring position, the winning run at the plate in the form of the very dangerous Kyle Schwarber, but he struck out Schwarber to end the game, pick up a save, and get the Padres doubleheader opening win, and then the Phillies return the favor in the nightcap. There was an outstanding play from Jose Iglesias in this game. Let's hear it.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Gonna hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
Schwarber swings at the first pitch, pops it up, foul ground, third base. Iglesias long striding his way over to that side. Warning track.
Oh!
Backhanded it, popped it into the air, and then caught it.
Great play by Jose Iglesias. He had a super, super long way to go to make that play, sliding up against the tarp. Great catch, great reaction by Mudd here on the radio. And, hey, Mudd was right. Well-deserved reaction because it was a great play by Jose Iglesias. That was our catch of the game. In fact, Iglesias on that catch, he covered a projected distance of 115 feet on that sliding catch and foul ground in the fifth inning. It was the second furthest put out of his career behind the 121 feet he covered on a foul pop out in June of 2017. It also tied for the second most feet covered on a putout by a third baseman this season. So it was one of the better defensive plays, I think, of Jose Iglesias' career. It was a great, great play, and got out there, made a great catch, got to the spot, and then slid right before the tarp down the left field line. So nicely done by Jose. Nice defensive moment in the Padres' 5-1 loss to the Phillies. When we come back, we might squeeze in a phone call or two, 833-288-0973. The phone number to call. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get you ready for the series opener on Friday against the Rangers. Wrap things up for the evening as the Padres split this doubleheader today against the Phillies. Our postgame coverage continues after this. Final score in Philadelphia in the nightcap of this doubleheader. Phillies 5 and the Padres 1 after the Padres win 6-4 in the opener of this doubleheader. We'll take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up in just a moment. Here our play of the game. Wrap things up. Get you ready for Friday's series opener in or against the Rangers at Petco Park. And if you want to squeeze a phone call in, you can at 833-288-0973. The phone number. Sorry, you know, I've been on the air since 9:05 a.m. Everybody, okay? Pardon me. I'm not going to be perfect all day. Take a sip of water here in a second. Anyway, okay. Taking a look at the upcoming homestand, because I do want to tell you about it. It is a nice long homestand. I got to let him behind the curtain here because that was funny. Our studio coordinator, Nick DiNucci, I'm letting him behind the curtain. He just wrote on this little whiteboard he has where he gives me times, whatever info he needs me to have. He just wrote excuses, and he's right. What am I doing here? Making excuses. He's right. No excuses. Be better, Sam. All right. The upcoming schedule, take a look at the homestand for the Padres starting on Friday. Couple of notes on the homestand. July 4th is Friday, in case you don't realize, but that will begin the homestand for the Padres. Three games against the Rangers, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, four games against Arizona. And then the Phillies come to town next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So all in all, a 10-game homestand, three against Texas, four against Arizona, and three against Philadelphia. Now, I just want to go through this here, give you just the times of all these games, because there are a few differences than what we usually see. Friday, it's a special July 4th, 3:40 p.m. first pitch. We'll be on the air at 2:40 from Petco Park. So again, it's not the typical 6:40 on a Friday. It is 3:40 on July 4th. And Saturday, it's 6:40. And by the way, Sunday night baseball at 6:10. So it's night game, night game, night game. Or excuse me, I'm sorry. Friday's not a night game. It's a late afternoon game. But 3:40 first pitch, and then 6:40, 6:10 Saturday and Sunday. Then against Arizona, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It is 6:40 each and every game, so there's no day game at all in that series. And then 6:40 on Friday against the Phillies, a week from Friday on the 11th, and then 4:35 on Saturday the 12th, and then 1:10 p.m. first pitch on Sunday the 13th. And then after that, we reach the All-Star break, and we have four off days. We will get to enjoy the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, including Manny Machado. Announced during the game will be the starting third baseman for the National League All-Star team. So a big congratulations to Manny for that. Great news. And then the Padres have a long road trip. They have a 10-game road trip to begin the second half of the season on July 18th. So, just so you know, after this upcoming 10-game homestand beginning Friday, Padres are not back home until the 28th of July. They'll only have three more home games remaining in July. So it's a good time to come out to the ballpark during this 10-game homestand, because then it'll be a couple of weeks until they're back home between the All-Star break and a long road trip. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. Should be a nice long homestand, longest homestand we'll have all year. And that will lead us up into the All-Star break and hopefully a good homestand with a lot of wins for the Padres coming up against the Rangers, Diamondbacks, and Phillies. Speaking of other teams in Major League Baseball, let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
We have a number of finals already today. We also had a number of doubleheaders today. The Tigers and the Nationals split their doubleheader in Washington, D.C. today. Tigers won Game 1, 11-2. Nationals won Game 2 at 9-4. Twins beat the Marlins 2-1 in Miami. Brewers and the Mets in the midst of a doubleheader. Brewers leading, or I should say the Brewers came back to beat the Mets 7-2. In New York in Game 1. Scoring Game 2 of that doubleheader right now, 6-3, the Mets leading over the Brewers. So the Mets trying to split that doubleheader. Other finals, Pirates blanked the Cardinals 5-0 in Pittsburgh. It is now 6 consecutive wins for the Pirates. They are playing really, really good baseball as of late. Rays beat the A's 6-5 in Tampa Bay. Games going on right now. We told you about the Brewers and the Mets. Also, we did have one other final today. The Red Sox beat the Reds, the resumption of a suspended game from yesterday, 5-3. They are playing again right now, the Red Sox and the Reds. And the Reds are leading 8-4 at Fenway in the ninth inning. Other games going on right now. Yankees and the Blue Jays in a battle. Yankees trailed big in that game. They have come back to tie the Blue Jays 9-9 in the eighth inning in Toronto. Braves leading the Angels 8-2 in Atlanta in the eighth inning. Cubs ahead of the Guardians 5-3 in Chicago in the fifth. Rangers blanking the Orioles 6-0 in Arlington in the sixth inning. Astros and the Rockies tied at 2 in Colorado in the fourth. Royals and the Mariners in Seattle in the first inning. They are scoreless there. Giants lead the Diamondbacks 2-0 in the top of the first inning in Arizona. One game yet to begin. White Sox and the Dodgers in L.A. at 7-10. And that is a very full, complete look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the major leagues on this Wednesday. Final score in Game 2 of our doubleheader here in Philadelphia. Phillies 5, Padres 1. Let's hear today's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Isn't all that?
Yeah.
High fly ball to deep right field. Max Kepler got all of that one and gone, a two-run homer. With one swing of the bat, the Phillies have gone ahead of Dylan Cease and the Padres. It is now 2-1.
Max Kepler, a two-run home run in the bottom half of the fourth inning, gave the Phillies the lead for good. They would lead 2-1. They'd win it 5-1, and that was our play of the game. Not my favorite play of the game. Got to give a play of the game, home run to the opposition, but that kind of game here in Game 2. Then Marsh would hit a home run. Phillies would tack on two more. Four runs given up in this game for Dylan Cease. And unfortunately, that two-run home run for Kepler, our play of the game. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast with Sam Levitt, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and catch any portion of our post-game show there as well. Taking a look ahead to the Padres' next game after an off day tomorrow. Like we said, Padres beginning a three-game game series against the Rangers on Friday. 10-game homestand Friday, July 4th at Petco Park should be a lot of fun. 3:40 p.m. first pitch on Friday, our Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show from inside the Western Metal Building at Petco Park will begin at 2:40. Taking a look at the final totals in Game 2 of today's doubleheader for the Phillies. 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, they left on 9. For the Padres, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors, they left on 6. Winning pitcher today, Christopher Sanchez, who improves to 7-2. He was great today, 7 innings and 1 run allowed. Dylan Cease took the loss, he drops to 3-8. Time of game, 2 hours and 34 minutes in the crowd at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, 40,742. Once again, first pitch on Friday at 3:40. Our pregame coverage begins at 2:40. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Nick DiNucci, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and good night from inside our San Diego studios. Again, the Padres and Phillies split a doubleheader today. Padres win game 1-6-4. Phillies win game 2-5-1. We'll talk to you on Friday right here on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.